Now, let's move on to Fox News. What is going on at Fox News in New York? Nothing. Or at least that's what Rupert Murdoch told me when I paid my respects as he left work in Manhattan last week. Not true, alas. In fact, extensive allegations of sexual and racial harassment have led to the departure of the founding CEO, his long-term deputy, who was promoted to clean things up, and the cable news network's biggest on-screen star. Well, Douglas Wigdor is a New York lawyer now representing over 20 current or former employees of Fox News. He also, by the way, represented the maid who came to public attention in the case of Dominique Strauss-Kahn. So he knows a thing or two about using the court of public opinion to get the best results for his clients. America, of course, also has a culture which is a bit more litigious, perhaps, than what we do. So why is he inserting himself into a British regulatory matter, namely Ofcom's examination of whether Rupert Murdoch's Fox should be allowed to own the 61% of Sky it doesn't currently have? This is Wigdor's first interview with British media.
The reason why I want to get involved is because I think I have facts that they should consider. I'm not there to voice my opinion as to what they should or shouldn't do, but I believe that they're in their fact-finding mission, that they should hear from people who have knowledge of how this company is operating.
The implication being that the facts that you have about the operation of 21st Century Fox and Fox News in Manhattan should form part of their consideration in terms of the deal that's now going through.
Yes, I think it should, because ultimately all roads lead up to the Murdochs, and there obviously have been things going that happened with News of the World, 21st Century Fox, which I call 18th Century Fox, given how they've been treating their employees, is relevant, I think, and for them to consider.
What's the sort of time frame for your cases, and when do you think you're going to be satisfied that Fox News has, in fact, taken action to change its culture?
Well, they're certainly paying a lot of lawyers, that's for sure. They've got probably lawyers over in the UK. They have regulatory lawyers here dealing with the government. They've got employment lawyers dealing with all sorts of cases and the like. I'm sure they're keeping a lot of people very busy, which they're very thankful for. But our case will take a while. Unfortunately, the wheels of justice don't move all that fast. We're going to continue to investigate the claims. We're going to prosecute those claims. The main claim is in Bronx Supreme Court. It may take 3, 4, 5, or 6 years to eventually get a trial. We continue to speak to people every day and add more people to our claims. So things will, unfortunately, just because of the way things are, will take a while.
When the phone hacking scandal was dominating headlines back in the UK, lots of opponents of the Murdoch family said that the way in which they responded to the phone hacking scandal proved the position, or proved the argument, of those who say that they are very poor when it comes to corporate governance. What's your assessment of the reaction of the Murdoch family and 21st Century Fox, and what has it told you about their corporate governance?
Well, I haven't spoken to the Murdochs or seen them make any statements specifically about what's going on, but I would say that based on what you've just asked me, that there is a very close similarity to sort of the puff out your chest, we're going to defend this attitude, we've done nothing wrong, rather than actually saying, well, hold on a second, we have done something wrong, we're going to create institutional change. I mean, if we look at Bill O'Reilly, for example, I mean, they were aware of his conduct as far back as 2003, 2004. They let him stay for over a decade, so I'm not confident that they terminated Bill O'Reilly and gave him $20 million on the way out for the right reasons, just as I'm not confident that the other moves that they've made have been done because they do want to create change. I think they're doing these things because A, they've lost advertisers, and B, they want to appease Ofcom.
That was Douglas Wigdor, the New York lawyer who's currently on a plane across the Atlantic to meet with Ofcom tomorrow.